نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الانسان ما غرك بربك الكريم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has been so kind to allow us to recite and listen to the entire Quran in Taraweeh Salah. And with Allah's fazl, it was completed tonight. May Allah ta'ala accept the entire recitation. May Allah ta'ala overlook and forgive all the deficiencies, the weakness, the mistakes, the errors. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the huffaz who performed the Taraweeh Salah. May Allah bless them. May Allah give them afiyat. May Allah make them pious leaders of the ummah. May Allah give them barakat. May Allah give them hidayat. May Allah protect them from all shurur and fitan. And likewise, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the programs of this masjid and every other masjid in the world. Every hafiz who recited any part of Taraweeh, may Allah Ta'ala accept all the tilawat. There are so many beautiful verses, so many surahs that one could discuss, but it's impossible to do justice. Alhamdulillah, the tafsir of all these had been given. The CDs are available of all these last five paras. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of the Qur'an. On one hand, a person gets happy that he has listened to the Qur'an in Majid. On the other hand, there is sadness that this is the last odd night of Ramadan, of the last 10 nights. And this is our last chance. If it was not yet Laylatul Qadr, and perhaps if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, and this is our last chance to gain from Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind, so kind, so kind to us. What are we short of? Allah has blessed us with iman, made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given us the Quran, we had the month of Ramadan. We had the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make ibadah, to read taraweeh, recite Quran, make dhikr, go out in the path of Allah, sit for i'tikaf, go for umrah, make dhikr, make dua, tawbah, istighfar. What a beautiful month, full of anwarat. If you look around us, the masjid so full, so much of muhabba, so much of noor. And now the fear comes that Ramadan finishes, shayateen are unleashed. And Allah forbid that we revert to our old habits and our old practices and we begin to abandon our salah. And therefore I've almost every talk in the last 10 nights emphasized the fact that now we have to seriously make those resolutions. Brothers, the halat of the ummah throughout the globe is not a very good condition at the moment. We all know. We are well aware of what's happening in different parts of the world. Whether it is Iraq, whether it is Afghanistan, whether it is Syria, Palestine, Burma, in different African countries, throughout the globe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still given us so many opportunities, so many chances, so much of luxury, so much of comfort, so much of ni'mat. And like I mentioned in last night's talk, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a qasam, an oath, on the fast horses that were galloping in the path of Allah, the war horses, when the masters had jumped on these horses and commanded these horses to go into the thick of the battle, and Allah describes this entire scene where the dust is raised up into the air. And these animals go right into the middle, into the thick of the battle. And they are prepared to bear the arrows of the enemy, the swords of the enemy. But they are not prepared to show disloyalty to their masters. And after Allah takes an oath on these type of horses, on these animals, showing and proving to us their loyalty to their human masters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوتِ. Insan is so ungrateful to his Rabb. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, insan counts all the musibat that has come on his head. I got this problem, I got that problem. He complains about every problem and he forgets every bounty that Allah has given him. يَعُدُّ الْمَصَائِبِ وَيَنْسَ النِّعْمِ. He forgets all the ni'mas Allah has given him. All the comfort, the peace, the health he enjoyed, the wealth, everything he forgets. But musibat, this is not right, that's not right, I've got this problem. Why this is happening to me? May Allah protect us, may Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayah. This one car, ND673705. Brothers, please, if your car is going to obstruct any person, just kindly check your cars, park it properly and come again. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh man, what has deceived you? What has deluded you from your Rabb who is most generous? Kareem, Allah is Kareem. Ulama explain Al-Kareem. Who is Al-Kareem? One meaning, Alladhi yu'ti. The one who gives and he gives and he gives. Despite the recipients. Insan, we are receiving those bounties. Despite the fact that we are not worthy of any of those bounties of Allah, Allah continues showering those bounties upon us. He is so kind, so kind. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. Which Allah, which Kareem? The one who created you. He fashioned you. He molded you. He gave you the best of forms. فَعَدَلَكَ. Your body is in proportion. We don't find that we have one long arm and a short arm. One big nostril and the other one is small. One big ear and the other one is... Allah has made us in proportion. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, if you look into yourselves, have you not seen, have you not pondered over the greatness of Allah? Look at your eyes, look at your ears. The fact that you have the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, the ability to speak. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. In tonight's Tarawih. Read these verses, read these surahs, understand the meaning. Go to the ulama. I told you, beg them, Mulana, please explain to me. What is Allah asking me? What is Allah telling me? How long are we just going to sit back and be content? Just listen to one or two bayans, masajah wa nafs. MashaAllah, what a bayan. What a bayan. What a bayan. That's all we know. There's no time for aqwal and sayings and speeches. It's time for action. It's time now to put our head on the ground before Allah and cry and cry and cry. ND518331, ND519462, ND94620, ND638703. Kindly remove your cards, please. And that is why we were mentioning the last few talks. Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Is there. Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting to forgive. Allah is waiting to bestow. Every single night. In the last third of the night, Allah makes an announcement. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there any person seeking repentance so I may forgive him? Is there any person seeking something, he needs something, I'm ready to give him. But where is insan at that time? Fast asleep. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, it is imperative, it is necessary that now, whilst we are sitting here, make that firm pledge to Allah. You don't make pledge to anybody else. You make that pledge to Allah. Ya Allah, you assist me. Ya Allah, you went away of my weaknesses, my Allah. I've got that weakness of taking drugs. Ya Allah, I have made sincere tawbah. Don't take me back to those drugs. Make me hate taking drugs. Ya Allah, in fact, make me now become a means of guidance and hidayat so I can pull out those people who are taking drugs and show them the right path. Ya Allah, don't make me go back to the bottle and alcohol. Ya Allah, don't take me back to the gambling den. Ya Allah, don't take me to the prostitutes. Ya Allah, don't make me make zina. Ya Allah, don't make me go into those pornographic sites. Ya Allah, you protect me. Allah will definitely assist us. All of us need to strive. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. We all are making an effort towards Allah. In Fi Zilal al-Quran, Sayyid Qutb mentions, it's the last surahs of the Holy Quran, as I mentioned the other day, Allah talks about Qiyamah, Allah talks about resurrection, Hashar, Allah talks about Ba'ath, Ba'd al-Maut, Allah talks about the horrifying condition, Allah talks about Jannat, Allah talks about Jahannam, Allah talks about our Amal being weighed. He says, if you look at the last para, the 30th para, we heard so, the rhythm is so beautiful. The entire Quran, I mentioned the 27 ayah, the whole topic was on Quran, Azmat of Quran, and the Hufaz Ikram, what responsibilities they have, and the eloquence, and nobody can produce even a single word like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. But if you look at the surahs, one after the other, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ, they're talking, Allah talks about Qiyamah, first line, about Qiyamah, the great event. Some places, Al-Qari'ah, Qara'a in Arabic means to knock hard. Allah is talking about Qiyamah. In different verses, Allah is talking about Qiyamah. Sayyid Qutb, Rahmatullah, he says, it's though somebody who comes and he needs to alert you, he needs to alarm you, he needs to awaken you, because there's some disaster that is taking place. You are fast asleep. He knocks on the door first, quickly, and there's no response. He comes again, louder and louder, still no response. He comes for the third, a fourth, fifth time. Now he bangs and bangs, heavier and heavier and heavier. Look at the verses. Look at the rhythm. Surah after surah after surah. Allah is awakening us from our deep slumber. Oh, my insan, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. You have to answer before Allah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah is saying that person who transgresses and who gives preference to this worldly life, his heart is consumed with dunya. Al-haakumu takathur. Allah says, amassing wealth has made you negligent. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Two meanings. Until you pass away and you into the qabr, then everything is over. But right till your last few moments, you still want dunya, dunya, dunya. Other mufassirin say, even when you've gone to the qabristan, visiting the qabristan, somebody's janazah you are participating in, there too you're talking about dunya, as I mentioned the adri, there too you're trying to strike a deal with somebody. There too. We see it. The poor family, they are crying, they're reading some fatiha. In the back, cell phone, this person, how long time didn't see him? How's the things? What's happening? When that container is coming? That is our whole life. Whole life. When will that realization dawn upon us? When our eyes closes, Malakul Maut takes away your ruh, when it is too late. So brothers, we heard the whole Quran. Try and understand the Quran really correctly, properly, and implement it and pass it on to others correctly. After the month of Ramadan, every person's concern, worry. What do I do now? How do I continue? My respected brothers and sisters, this is now the lesson of istiqamah. Istiqamah means steadfastness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many thousand of verses came up, down upon him? More than 6,000 verses. But he mentions, شَيَّبَتْنِي آيَةُ هُود. The one verse in Surah Hud made my hair turn white. Which is that verse? When Allah says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is being addressed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاسْتَقِمْ إِسْتِقَامَتْ. Be steadfast. كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Exactly how you have been commanded by Allah. So after the month of Ramadan, we require istiqamah. What has happened in the month of Ramadan? I mentioned different ibadat. Ibadat brings in it noor, light. So alhamdulillah, we are weak, but Allah out of His kindness has given us noor in our heart. By performing salah, dhikr, tilawat, we went in the path of Allah, we sat for itikaf, we went for umrah, some charity, some zakat, some sadaqah, we took care of some person, we gave somebody iftar. All this thing brings noor in the heart. We've accumulated noor. And so much of noor we have accumulated. Now we need to maintain this noor. If we don't maintain this noor, then this noor will disappear. It'll come out. It'll come out of our eyes, out of our tongue, out of the ears. It comes out of the heart completely. Like a person has a huge container. And he has stored fresh water inside. He requires water. There's drought. And he manages to preserve this water in a very huge container. And he has tiny little outlets at the bottom. When he needs it, he'll open those taps. But if this person leaves all those little taps open, what is going to happen? All that water that was accumulated and preserved, everything will fizzle out. Everything will drip out. Exactly like that. This noor is in our heart. If we now begin to cast lustful glances at that haram woman, if in the month of Ramadan we covered the TV, the shaitan box at home, we say, no, Ramadan, no, we won't watch TV. At the moment Eid moon is seen, khalas, shaitan is out, so the box is also out. All those pornographic material, now suddenly everything opens again. So now the noor will come out of the eyes. We are losing it. All the effort you made. All the effort you made. You see a little child and you help him to make his jigsaw puzzle. Maybe 1,000 pieces. And you come right till 999th piece. The last one, you're just fitting it in. And then he comes and he just breaks the whole thing. How you feel? All the effort gone down the drain. So we do not want to lose the effort we have made. When we speak now, be careful. We should deceive our customers, we should cheat, we should lie, false oaths. Now we had control over Zuban. We will no longer lie to people. We won't deceive people. We won't make ghibat. We won't deride, denigrate people. We won't cause harm to people by means of our tongue or by means of our hands. Our feet used to go to haram places in the weekends. Now we will not go to those haram places. Ulama say in the month of Ramadan you had fasting. Even after the month of Ramadan you can fast. Nafil fast. Not on Eid day of course. On a Monday and Tuesday, Monday and Thursday sunnat. Every month 13, 14, 15 of the Islamic day you can keep a sunnat. Or any day you keep as nafil. So you're still maintaining some part of the ibadah you made in Ramadan. Tilawat of the Quran, there's no stop to it. Every day you can make tilawat of the Quran. Every day Surah Yasin you can read after Fajr Salat. Zikrullah, all the time. Anytime. Zikrullah, even in your car you can make zikr. You don't have to come to a majlis of zikr to make zikr. In your own home, in your office, you got spare time. What will you lose in singing? Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah ilazim. That's all you said. Tree is planted for you in Jannah. These words that I mentioned now, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah ilazim, not even 5 seconds. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. kalimatan habibatan ila rahman. These two words are most beloved to Allah. So light on the tongue. But on the scales of the day of Qiyamah will be very heavy, very weighty. All to our benefit. Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read Durood Sharif. So all these amal still continue. You can't make sunnat i'tikaf, but you can still make nafil i'tikaf. Spend more time in the masjid.
We used to give zakat in the month of Ramadan. A person took out his zakat. You can give sadaqah for the month of Ramadan. Of course, whenever your zakat is due, you're going to pay. But those who took it out in Ramadan, now somebody might say, what happened after Ramadan? You can still give sadaqah. You can still visit the poor, the weak, the orphan, the needy. So amal continues. Why? Allah is still there. Nothing changes. Yes, that anwarat, barakat of Ramadan is something else. That you see missing on the table also. The samosa you'll eat next week won't taste the same like how it is. That's guaranteed. That whole table goes, loses all the noor. All. But my respected brothers and elders, really, I don't want to go into the condition of the ummah today. Ask those people who went to different countries, different parts of the world. We are living in such ni'mah, such comfort, such comfort. There are people out there in Russia and so many other countries. Go to South America. So many of our ulama with their wives have gone to different parts in South America. What they have gone there? To pass on the deen to those people. They are so thirsty, so thirsty. You have got to travel like 70 kilometers to see one or two Muslims. People were Muslims before. And if you trace the lineage, it goes to Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. But unfortunately, the condition is such that now deen has come out of their lives. The problem is we seem to become very complacent and very content with our little efforts that we make. My respected brother, we are a special ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've got so much of work to achieve. We have to polish our heart, cleanse and purify our heart. And we have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have to worry about our immediate people, our family members, our children. And I mentioned so often, we come to the masjid as adults. But our baligh, son, our nephews, other members of the family, all sitting there watching the television. Namaz time came, mashallah, Haji Sahib is going to the masjid. The grandfather is going, or the one person is going to the masjid. He doesn't even have the courage in him to tell, bhai, chalo, it's namaz time. Now we should go for namaz. Stop everything else. No. Everything continues. Namaz upon namaz becomes qaza. I remember last year, wallah, with great fear, I am the weakest. And make dua Allah, make me also establish salah in my life properly. I cried last year, brothers, please, amid a humble appeal to all our youngsters, everybody who is here, please, after the month of Ramadan, continue coming to the masjid 5 times every day. The masjid is ours. This masjid must be full. Every masjid, not only this masjid. At least this thing if we achieve. Our salat only. If other things, inshallah, will come in place. At least this month, our salat. If we establish our salat and our masajid are full, like how beautiful. We have to actually put carpets out. Which fajr, beside Eid fajr I mentioned. Eid fajr is the biggest crowd in the whole year we get. Which fajr time you, Imam Sahib, say, hey, we will put some carpets outside because there's no space for the musallis. And we can, brothers, fajr is so late. There's no excuse. There's no excuse at all. If you can stay up for football match, cricket match and every other match, for every other wedding function and this thing and that, we will make sacrifices. But namaz, the meeting with Allah, to make the ruku before Allah, to make the sajda before Allah, to see that Allahu Akbar and inshallah, brothers, we will make establish of 5 times salah. That inshallah is very soft. Ladies can't even hear it at home. Say inshallah loudly with full feeling, inshallah I will establish my 5 times salah and my entire family, I will make sure they read the 5 times salah, inshallah. Inshallah. Now we turn to Allah and we make dua to Allah. But we make the effort. I mean, it's so simple. We have friends for every other, we go for a drive, take over friends, we have some soccer match, take over friends, we're having a bride. For salah, take your friends. One car picks up another 2 or 3, you got 4 in the car. Inshallah, there's hifazat also. You're coming together and you make a salat. If you bring just 1 or 2 people more in the masjid, how many more people will come? And wallah, you will get the sawab if you encourage your Muslim brother to come for salah.
Do it nicely with hikmah. Don't shout the person and denigrate him. Tell him the importance, the fazail of salat. With love, affection. Alhamdulillah, you will see there will be so much of nur in our, if our namaz comes right, everything else comes right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. I had no intention of speaking today, really. But perhaps some person has got some ikhlas. Inshallah, these few words, I can't give any oratory, I got no oratory skills and fancy bayans and flowery speeches, really, brothers. We are saying the same thing every day. But we have to sit, ponder, reflect, reflect, reflect. Where are we going to? Where are we heading to? Who doesn't want Jannat? You know, we say we love Allah. I was just thinking this evening. The thought came to me that you are lying, you love Allah. If you love Allah, you must be prepared to obey every hukam of Allah, every amr of Allah. But we procrastinate, we delay, we become lazy, we become overwhelmed. Again, nafs and shaitan, which I discuss in detail. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا. Those who say Allah is our Rabb. All of us believe Allah is our Rabb, yes? We have iman. رَبُّنَا Allah. What is the meaning of that? That we believe firmly in Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our, as our protector. Allah as our guide. Allah as our ma'budi haqiqi. We only believe in Allah. Our full conviction is only on Allah. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists. Only He can protect. Everything comes from Allah. Without Allah, we are doomed. And I said, go one step further. Begin to love Allah. Love Allah. When you love Allah, you'll obey Allah. That love must be brimming in your heart. It must ooze out. Other people just seeing you, they must be reminded of Allah. Just when you sit with you, when you talk about Allah, they must be affected. They must also begin to love Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Then they are steadfast. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu say, that the person remains steadfast on sirata mustaqim. He does not waver. He's not like a cunning fox just waiting to find some escape route and run away. Whatever the commands of Allah is, he executes it. Whatever Allah is prohibited, he refrains from it. That is why mashayikh say, to be steadfast on deen, like after the month of Ramadan, we continue our salat, we keep some rozas, nafil, we read our tilawat, our dhikr. If we continue and we stay away from sins, then this is greater than 1,000 karamat and miracle. If anybody performs some karamat, it means nothing compared to that person who is steadfast on deen. If you have this firm conviction in Allah, and you believe in Allah, and you obey Allah, and you are steadfast on it, then at the time of maut, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels will come down. Angels will come to assist you. And I'm not going to go into the detail of maut and sakarat, but ulama have written, when a person is passing away in sakarat, he becomes extremely thirsty. Shaitan, Iblis, never gives up. He comes at that moment with a glass of water. Have some water. And then he tries his level best to make you denounce Islam and die as a murtad. Till then, he'll persuade you. But that person who had Allah in his life, he was steadfast on deen. Those, not one angel will come. Allah said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels of mercy, in their droves, armies come down, and they chase away all the shayateen. And they console him, they protect him. Allah تَخَافُوا. Don't fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't grieve. In front, maut is going to take place now. Then there'll be qabr. Don't worry about it. You'll be raised on the day of qiyamah. Hashar. No fear. Angels come down. لَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't worry about your wife and your children. Allah will take care of them. Why? Because you are a lover of Allah. And وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ.
Glad tidings of Jannat for you. All this is in the Quran, 24th para. You can go check it out. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. For you is a beautiful Jannat which you have been promised. What does this angel say?
نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ.
We are your awliya. What does it mean, awliya? We are your friends. Imagine if you knew genuinely you had an angel who is your friend. Subhanallah. Ulama have written, on the day of Qiyamah, when this person wakes up, then too there'll be two angels with him. Two angels were with him in the dunya, and they'll console him, but you don't worry. There's no fear for you today. If a person has got some pareshani, or he's traveling somewhere, in the airport, and there's some problem now, and the main officials come and say, don't worry, Mr. So-and-so, we are with you and we'll escort you and we'll give you the best and the first class. Nothing for you to worry about. We need to sort the other passengers out. You feel so calm, so consoled. You're a VIP member. Allah sends us angels. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. In Jannat, we had been discussing the past two morning after Fajr about the bounties of Jannat. Allah says, whatever you desire in Jannat, you will get it. نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. It is an entertainment from Allah. مِهْمَان نَوَازِي from Allah. Allah is the host. You are His guest in Jannat. And Allah gives two qualities again. غَفُور and رَحِيم. And have emphasized this, I think, I don't know how many times, giving hope and hope and hope and hope and hope and hope in the mercy of Allah. Especially to our youngsters. Don't give up hope. Don't lose hope. Allah is there for you. Allah is there for all of us. Ghafoor Rahim. Allah wants us to turn to Him and Allah will forgive us. Allah is most merciful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who can be more better in speech than that person who invites towards Allah? That is our life. We connect ourselves to Allah and we connect the others to Allah. وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. And we do good deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. We are proud to be Muslims. We are proud to be Muslims. Don't ever feel embarrassed and ashamed. مَعَاذَ Allah. Be a proud Muslim. A proud Muslim, not one who takes his gun and shoots everybody. Never. A proud Muslim is the one who shows mankind that I'm a human being. And these are the beautiful qualities my Nabi taught me. Every sunnat has a magnetic attraction. Because we are living all the time in such an environment, we don't appreciate what sunnat is. But a person who dons a sunnat, the person who practices a sunnah, the person whose akhlaq is sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah ﷺ, wallah, it has an attraction to so many people. They will come and say, what are you doing? What is this? Can I also do this? Can I also become like you? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. That is the lesson today. To be steadfast, steadfast. And we cannot be steadfast on our own because we will slip, we will become weak, we feel lazy. What happens in many times, like you take a soda water bottle, you shake that thing, or a Coke bottle, whatever it is. By the way, I don't drink Coke. I'm just using an example. So if a person shakes some cool drink bottle and he opens it, what happens? You see, everything is shoots up. And after that, everything dies down. There's exuberance first. And everything just becomes relaxed after that. So we can't go into josh. Now suddenly now we read 1,000 rakats and so much of azkar. No. Do things gradually. Do things gradually. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Last few, Allah knows best, days, hours left. We have to turn to Allah. And this opportunity Allah has given us in the month of Ramadan, we make shukr, a lot of shukr. Ya Allah, you gave me the tawfiq. Don't ever feel, I did so many khatams. And I made itikaf. And I did this and I did that. And my bayan attracted so many people. When mashayikh have to be careful. Ulama have to be careful. Sincerity. Allah, I don't have it. May Allah bless me with sincerity. That is ujab. We find many people. We did, and so many people came to our program, and so many people I changed. We didn't change anybody. We are nothing. Make shukr to Allah that Allah uses us for His deen. لَأَيَّهْدِي اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمِ. If Allah uses you as a guidance, hidayat, means of guidance for one person, it is better than owning red camels at that time. Priceless. Like all the Porsches we have today. More than that even. Just one person. So we make shukr, Allah give us, Allah you give us tawfiq. You know, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says regarding the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. This is what we should suppose we're having. That those people who give in the path of Allah, that money which Allah had blessed them with, and they give. But when they're giving, and all the good acts that they do, their hearts are trembling with fear. What is the fear? Oh my Allah, I tried. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. I fear that you may not accept it. Ya Allah, you may reject it. So our dua must be like how Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam made after building the Kaaba, Baytullah. What did they say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, you accept. Ya Allah, you accept. This is our feeble effort. Ya Allah, you are shakur, you accept. So all ibadat, whatever, in whichever form, we make dua, Allah accept it. May Allah keep us united. That is the important thing. I mentioned the other day so clearly. Please, I'm going to say it again. I've got no fear. I'm not worried, inshallah. This is haq, we have to say. We keep on condemning ulama. We see tablighi people like this, and those people are like that, and those people are like this, and we find faults in the whole ummah. But the man who you're looking in the mirror. But the person, the face you see in the mirror yourself. You forget yourself. You can find everybody else's fault, and you blame the downfall of Islam upon everybody else but our own selves. So it's time we really take a deep introspection of our lives and try and make islah of our weaknesses, and then you see inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us such strength and such nur, ruhani nur. Nurani, Nuraniyat, that people just upon looking at us, wallah, they will come into the fold of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. As I mentioned, these are days and nights of only crying, 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 and dua, dua, dua. There isn't a single person here, I'm sure, who's got everything, doesn't need anything. Every people write to me, they phone me, sometimes, ya Allah, it looks like every single house is some problem. It is not a family problem, some estate problem, some business problem, some sickness, some court case. There is some problem. Allah has this problem. Why? So that we turn to Allah. We don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بما كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اے اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما، یا اللہ فگیو اس ناؤ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ فگیو اس مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو غفور رحیم مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو ہیو مینشن دس کوالٹیز آف یورز فگیونس یور مرسی سو مینی ٹائمز ان قرآن مجید مائی اللہ، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس حدیث پاک مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو آر سو لوونگ سو کائنڈ سو فورگیونگ مائی اللہ، یو لو ٹو فورگیو مائی اللہ، یو ہیو مینشنڈ یا اللہ ان دی حدیث قدسی ان رحمتی سبقت علی غضبی دیٹ مائی مرسی پاسز اٹ سپرسیڈز مائی اینگر، یا اللہ یا اللہ یو ہیو گاٹ مور مرسی فار اس مور لو فار اس مور رحم فار اس دین اور اون بیلوڈ پیرنٹس مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وی نو دی رحمت دی مرسیز اور پیرنٹس ہیو فار اس مائی اللہ، ا مدر وونٹ ابینڈن ہر چائلڈ مائی اللہ، the child can get dirty, the mother will still clean the child, my Allah, the mother will still hold the child close to her chest, my Allah, no mother will take the child and deliberately throw the child into any fire, my Allah, no mother will want harm to come to her child, ya Allah, even if the child is disobedient to the mother still overlooks, forgives, because it is her child, oh my Allah, ya Allah, your mercy, your love, my Allah, is far greater than the mother has for her child, my Allah, oh my Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. اب تو رحم فرما، کرم کا معاملہ فرما، اللہ تو غفار ہے، تو ستار ہے، مائی اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہے، ہم ضعیف ہے، کمزور ہے، یا اللہ ہم کہاں جائے، یا اللہ یو ٹیل اس ویئر ایلس کین وی گو مائی اللہ، وی بین کرائنگ آل دیز نائٹس مائی اللہ، اونلی تھرو یور توفیق یور فضل مائی اللہ، وی ڈونٹ ہیو دا اسٹرینتھ مائی اللہ، وی ڈونٹ ہیو دا ورڈز مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وہ ایمان از سو ویک، او اعمال از سو ویک مائی اللہ، یا اللہ بٹ یو براٹ اس انٹو یور مسجد، اور مدرز اینڈ سسٹرز لسننگ ایٹ ہوم مائی اللہ، people have got great hopes in the dua that we'll be making tonight, my Allah. Ummat pareshan hai, ummat muntazir hai, my Allah. Allah, open your doors of forgiveness tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, open it tonight, my Allah. Don't let there be any ummati, my Allah. In any corner of the world, my Allah. In any island, any country, any town, any village, my Allah. Whether he's in the mountain, whether he's in the valley, whether he's in the hut, whether he's in the palace, my Allah. یا اللہ what is his condition my Allah، یا اللہ یہ امت ہے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت ہے، تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت ہے my Allah، سیم امت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم cried for my Allah، he cried and cried اللہم امتی اللہم امتی اللہم امتی، یا اللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دعا won't just get wasted my Allah، یا اللہ we know he cried first، he made sacrifice، ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں، ہم نالائق ہیں، ہم گندے ہیں، ہم ناپاک ہیں، we are disloyal، یا اللہ forgive us my Allah، forgive every single sin we committed، major sin، minor sin، knowingly، unknowingly، in the darkness of the night، in broad daylight، in public، in privacy، in offices، in colleges، madrasas، یا اللہ، in masjids، out of the masjid، in parks، in hotel rooms، my Allah، یا اللہ in wherever we committed those sins my Allah، ya Allah ab tu raham farma، ya Allah forgive us completely، wash away those gunas as though we didn't commit those gunas my Allah، huzur sahab ne farmaya taibu min dhambi kam la dhambala، the one who repents it is as though he has made no sin my Allah، huzur sahab ne farmaya taibu habibullah، jo tauba karta hai wo Allah ka mehboob ban jata hai، ya Allah you forgive us my Allah، you are at-tawwab my Allah، you love to forgive my Allah، ya Allah we have heard from ulama scholars, we have read in the hadith, if we come walking to you, my Allah, you come running to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any one of us of your maghfirat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, don't deprive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your special rahmat come, your special mercies, your special anwarat, make Jibreel alayhi salam come down, with all the malaika, my Allah, make them make salam to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make salam to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make salam to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tell the angels, my Allah, that this is my beloved servants in the world, my Allah. Boast to the angels about us, my Allah. Make us become good and pious and righteous now, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha, anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Let there not be a single speck of guna in our hearts now, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Forgive our brothers, my Allah. Forgive our elders, my Allah.
Allah, forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our grandparents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, my Allah. Forgive our family members, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Forgive our elders, my Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, my Allah. Forgive our ulama, my Allah. Forgive our students, my Allah. Forgive our workers, my Allah. Forgive the rich, the poor, my Allah. The young, the old, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every ummati. Allah, forgive every ummati. Allahumma fil ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, your beautiful names, you know your beautiful qualities, your most perfect qualities, my Allah. We ask you by your that name of yours. If any person takes that name, his du'as are readily answered by you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya hayyu, ya qayyum, ya awwal, ya akhir, ya zahir, ya batin, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, ya Allah, forgive us now completely, my Allah. Let it not happen that Ramadan will now terminate, my Allah, and still we not forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we among those people who Rasulullah has mentioned in hadith, ba'uda man adrak Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. Curse be upon that person who Ramadan comes and goes and still he is not forgiven. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has firmaya, fa inna ash-shaqiyya man haruma fihi rahmatullah azza wa jal. Badbakht, the most unfortunate, the most wretched, the most unlucky person is that person that the month of Ramadan comes and still he is deprived of Allah's mercy. Ya Allah, if up till now you haven't forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, haath jor kar, ya Allah, aapke saamne gidgira kar, ya Allah, hum mangte, ya Allah. Hum maafi mangte, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu bata hum kaha jaye, ya Allah. Ya Allah, where can we go, my Allah? There is no other Allah. There is no other ilah, my Allah. Ya Allah, la malja wa la manja minka illa lik. There is no escape, there is no refuge, there is no exit from you but to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, you are al-wadud, my Allah. You are kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, embrace us with your mercy, my Allah. Envelop us with your special mercy, my Allah. Cast that special merciful glance on us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see you in dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, la tudrikul absar, wa huwa yudrikul absar, wa huwa latiful khabir. Ya Allah, you have made it such that we cannot see you otherwise in dunya, my Allah. My Allah, we believe in you, my Allah. With all your qualities, my Allah. We have iman in ghayb, my Allah. We have iman in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are waiting for that day, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are waiting impatiently for that day, my Allah. That occasion in Jannat, my Allah. Where Jannatis will be enjoying the different ni'mats. Suddenly they'll see noor above them, my Allah. And you will move that, you will remove that barrier, that veil. Ya Allah, you will lift that curtain, my Allah. And the Jannatis will see your beautiful countenance, my Allah. Don't deprive us of that beautiful occasion, my Allah. Make us yours now, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Give us your marifat and your qurb, my Allah. Give us your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, infested, my Allah, with vice and evil and filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, in every part of our heart, we've got love for dunya, my Allah. We only got ghayrullah in our hearts, my Allah. We got love for women and cars, my Allah. Love for material things, my Allah. Love for dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got such maladies, my Allah. We have got hasad and kina and bulls and enmity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got great hatred for our own Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. We've got hatred for our own family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got hatred for our own ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got hatred, ya Allah, for every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got malice in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got anger and pride in our hearts, my Allah. We've got fame and ujab in our hearts, and vanity in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts now. Make us spark, my Allah. Allahumma naqqina min al-zunubi wal-khataya kama yunakka thawb al-abyadu min al-danas, my Allah. Like how soiled garments which are impure and they are purified, they are washed thoroughly, my Allah. Wash and cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhaat, give us a sweet. Peace.
of iman. Give us istiqamat and taqwa, especially after the month of Ramadan. Help us to establish our 5 times salat. Make every male and female, my Allah, establish salat, my Allah. Make us read our salat with khushu and khudu, my Allah. Make us be punctual with our salat. Ya Allah, make us love reading salat. Make salat become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing good amal after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Especially tilawat of the Quran, zikrullah, tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, make us do good amal, my Allah. Amal is saliha, my Allah. Protect us from evil habits, my Allah. Don't make us revert to all those bad things we were doing before Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. We are feeling nadim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, my Allah. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham qasam khate hai, ya Allah. We will never go back to the sins, my Allah. You give us that himmat, my Allah. You give us that courage not to go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are tempted again, my Allah, whatever the temptation is, my Allah, whether it is zina, whether it is riba, whether it is drugs, whether it is alcohol, ya Allah, whether it is lying or cheating, my Allah, ya Allah, tu hifazat farma, ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Give us that taqwa, my Allah. Make that barrier and that shield come, my Allah. Make your khawf come into our hearts, my Allah. Make us reach the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. That we, Allah, we make ibadat as though we are seeing you, my Allah. Make us have that consciousness that you are watching us, my Allah. That you are ar-raqib, my Allah. That you are watching us, my Allah. You are sami' and basir, my Allah. Make us have that consciousness of you, your presence all the time, my Allah. Don't make us become ghafil of you even for a second, my Allah. Don't make us become heedless of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the zakirin. Make us from the shakirin, my Allah. Help us to strive in your path, my Allah. All good works of good works of deen, my Allah. Da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts, ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Make us also go out in your path, my Allah. The gush that take place, ta'alim take place, ya Allah. Ishtimaz that take place, my Allah. O mashayikh in the khankas, ya Allah. They're making day and night zikrullah, my Allah. They're connecting us to you, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts in makatib, madari, darul ulum, his classes, my Allah. Day and night, what are they saying, my Allah? Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Different organizations, my Allah. They're doing good work, my Allah. Social work, welfare work, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us maqbooliyat now, my Allah. Give us acceptance, my Allah. Protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir. Ya Allah, from the evil of the evil doers, my Allah. From the jealous of the jealousy ones, my Allah. From the jealousy of the jealous ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the oppression of the oppressors, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir. From the fitna of the fitin. Ya Allah, from the zulm of the zalimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Jaan aur maal ki hifazat farma. Abro aur izzat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our woman folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. They are the future flag bearers of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're such beautiful youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Hidayat ata farma. Help them, ya Allah. You guide them, my Allah. Make them live a life of purity and chastity, my Allah. Protect them from all evil, my Allah. There are great challenges today, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of fitnas, my Allah. Fitnas upon fitnas like beads of a necklace, my Allah. That string that has been broken, my Allah. How these beads are just falling one after the other, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are being bombarded by one after the other. Fitna upon fitna. Like waves lashing upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to our youth, my Allah? What will happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Dajjal has to emerge now, my Allah, tu hifazat farma, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of reading Suratul Kahf, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the ploys of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us fall into the traps of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us be, ya Allah, in the group, in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salat wa salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salat wa salam. May Allah, make us be on haqq in hidayat, may Allah. Make us be on truth, may Allah. Make us be on the sirat-e-mustaqim, may Allah. Guide us, put us on the sirat-e-mustaqim, may Allah. Keep us on the sirat-e-mustaqim. Don't let us deviate, may Allah. Don't make us go astray, and don't make us become means of others going astray. Make us be good and pious, righteous leaders, may Allah. Make us be true imams, may Allah. Make us be ulama-i haqq rabbaniin, may Allah. Don't make us be ulama-i su, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, the signs of qiyamah, my Allah. The minor signs are all in front of us, my Allah. Children are disobeying their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much of, ya Allah, gambling taking place, my Allah. There is zina taking place. Ya Allah, where alcohol and wine is consumed, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal. Make our earnings be halal. You give us barakat from the skies, my Allah. Ya Allah, you pour your barakat from the skies, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our work become easy for us. Make our rozi be asan for us, my Allah. Don't make us go towards haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use the monies, ya Allah, in the correct avenues, my Allah, in good works of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever tamanna and arzu our brothers have tonight, my Allah, and our mothers and sisters, they have come with great hopes, my Allah. Ya Allah, Quran Sharif khatam we had tonight, my Allah. Dua was made also, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so desperate, my Allah. We need you so much, my Allah. Every breath of our life, ya Allah. Ham to faqeer hai, ham bikari hai. Ya Allah, ham faqeer hai. Ya Allah, tu ne farmaya. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. يا الله, you are غني حميد. You are full of praises, my Allah. يا الله, you don't need any of your makhluk, my Allah. يا الله, we need you, my Allah. You are Samad, you are Benias. هم سرابا محتاج. We are in need, my Allah. يا الله, we have raised our hands again, my Allah. Tapping at your door. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our problems, Ya Allah. Whatever bala, musibat, muskilat we have, whether it is some financial problem, a domestic problem, social problem, my Allah. Whatever the pareshani is, Ya Allah. People are depressed, people have waswasa sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. So many in hospitals, at home, people have got cancer, people have got heart problem, kidney problem, different blood problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all amurhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, our family members, mashayikh, Ya Allah. Our musallis, mutaalliqeen, my Allah. Whoever has passed on, give them the highest of stages in jannat, in akhirat, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. The intercession on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Rasulullah intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, that's the only hopes we have, my Allah. At least if Rasulullah intercede on our behalf, that intercession he will be accepted, my Allah. And then we are pardoned and then we can go into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the holy Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. In tonight's salawi we read, my Allah, inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Ya Allah, mufassirin have explained the fountain of Kawthar, my Allah. Sweeter than honey, more whiter than snow and ice, my Allah. It's so beautiful. So one sip a person takes, he'll never become thirsty again. There are so many goblets equivalent to the stars in the sky. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pouring the water and giving his ummah. My Allah, let it not happen that we come there because of our wrongdoings, my Allah. That we are chased away by the angels and we are told, Sultan, Sultan, go from Yaqub. Oh, my Allah, make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be smiling at us, my Allah. Make him be waiting and be happy to meet us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we did not see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ab akhirat mein, Allah, hame mahroom mat farma. Don't make us mahroom now, my Allah, to see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be in his company, my Allah, to be in the company of Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahabi, Ya Allah, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he made khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallam was so happy and told him, whatever you want, what need you have, I will make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahabi, Ya Allah, he was so wise, my Allah. He had so much of ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Give us that type of ishq and muhabbat, he answered, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be your companion in Jannat. Oh, my Allah, make us the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat, my Allah. Make our home be right next to his home, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqaba abaina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa awladina minan nar. Ya Allah, emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, don't even take us near Jahannam, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Direct into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jaiz murad. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, before we stand up from this gathering, my Allah, make the angels announce, Qumu maghfooran lakum. Rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Ya Allah, ab tu raham farma. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Allahumma inna. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Allah make us see the end of Ramadan with afiyat, good health, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Make us have a joyous Eid full of barakat. Allah obeying your commands, not breaking your commands, my Allah. Don't make us be like the munafiqeen, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those people who made false promises to you, my Allah. Who made false oaths to you, my Allah. Who made false tawbah to you, my Allah. Don't make us be like those people who just led a pretentious lives to, and just acted that they were very pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu haqiqat janta hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut zareef hai, kamzor hai. Lekin tu qawi hai, tu aziz hai, my Allah. Ab tu judge farma. Ya Allah, accept us, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut, my Allah. We do not know when malakul maut will strike, my Allah. They did not find us in the condition, ya Allah, of evil and filth, my Allah. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, we will rise in that condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us some music in haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us some all filth, my Allah. Put us some wrong ideologies, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us some youngsters, especially from irtidad, my Allah, and kufr and nifaq and shirk, my Allah. Don't make shaitan put wrong ideas, my Allah. When we begin to question things about deen and shariat, my Allah, we find faults in Quran and hadith. Ya Allah, don't let it happen. When we actually doubt your existence, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Make us be among those people, my Allah, that you announce to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulanan. Oh Jibreel, there's certain banda in the world, there's certain bandi in this world. Ya Allah, ya, you tell Jibreel that I love, oh Jibreel, I love that person. Oh Jibreel, you also must love those people. Ya Allah, then Jibreel Islam begins to love us. Ya Allah, then he announced to the angels in the sky, Ya Al-Sama. Oh people in the sky, inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan. Allah loves a certain banda. You too must love him. Angels begin to love us then. And the people in the world begin to love us then. Then we have qabooliyat in the world also. Ya Allah, let it not happen, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, we cannot leave here, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen that from all the people in the world, you hate us, my Allah. And you say, Ya Jibril, inni ubghidu fulanan. Oh Jibril, I hate that person. You must also hate him. You must also despise him. Jibril alayhi salam begins to hate us. Angels begin to hate us. People in the world begin to hate us. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Halim, ya يا واسع المغفرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله all those requested دعاز يا الله يا الله accept the جائز مراد also يا الله غائبين حاضرين سب کی دعا قبول فرما يا الله make our children become the coolness of wise make them علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين يا الله so many youngsters يا الله marriageable age يا الله they're looking for suitable partners find them suitable partners my الله Make them give them a life full of bliss and taqwa and afiyat, Ya Allah. So many are married who have no children, my Allah. Grant them pious offspring, healthy children, Ya Allah. And those of us who have children, make them hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqboolin, anki tandak, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Amen.